Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble here. Glad to be with you. Thank you for staying with us today. If you want to ask a question or if you have a comment, here's how you do it. Ask Jim at jbsba.com. Just email us a question or a comment. If you want to say something really nice about us, we'll just do it at askjim at jbsba.com. Or if you have a comment that maybe isn't so nice, I'll take those too. But regardless, or a question, and we'll answer it on the air, Ask Jim at JBSBA.com. Kathleen Stockham is our guest. She's my good friend. You haven't met her yet, but you're about to. She's vice president of segment marketing. I knew her when she was with Office Depot. She's a great lady and an outstanding member of the marketplace. And Kathleen, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
It's good. I'm doing great. It's good to have you on the show. We've known each other all this time. It's about time we got you on the show, isn't it?
I think so, too. I've also listened quite frequently on your radio on demand feature, but it's exciting to be here. Thanks.
Well, it's good to have you here, and congratulations on your relatively new assignment with Biz Journals.
Thank you. Yes, it's been a great opportunity. Having spent several years at Office Depot and knowing how committed Office Depot is as a brand to women in business, I was given the opportunity to go to work for a partner, in this case would be American City Business Journals. Many of your listeners would know us in their local market as their local business mm-hmm. journal, including Atlanta Business Chronicle, San Francisco Business Times, Dallas Business Journal.
About 40-plus journals across the country, aren't you?
That's right, 41 publications across the country. And the company was noticing that there was an increased demand by female subscribers and female entrepreneurs to get subscriptions. Also, the company conducts several events across the country, about 500 events, half of which are for women in business. And they were noticing that upwards of 30,000 women across the country were attending these events. And they began to kind of put two and two together and figured out that, again, taking the lead from the success Office Depot has seen, that they needed to go after and capture this market as well and begin to pay them a little more attention. And through conversations, it became very evident they needed someone to head this up, and I eagerly accepted the challenge, and here I am. And we have just launched bizwomen.com. That's B-I-Z-W-O-M-E-N, bizwomen.com, found, and it's a sister site to our regular website, which is bizjournals.com.
Bizwomen.com, and that's women with a plural, right?
Is Biz it? Women, yes.
Women, yes. WOMEN.com, and hey, that's a national site, but then you've got one of the things you're doing is you're also launching local sites, aren't you?
That's correct. Off the national site, you can see a drop-down box that will show you all 41 markets, but if you're impatient and you want to get there quickly, you can just put in your market name. In this case, mm-hmm. it would be atlanta.bizwomen.com
okay.
or southflorida.bizwomen.com.
I see what you mean. So the region goes first and before the national. Okay, now I've known about Biz Journals for a long time, American City Business Journals. As you know, Kathleen, I've got a lot of friends over there, and I've known about them for a long time. You guys have been providing a lot of great print services for a long, long time, and of course, your websites, and I've known about those for a long time as well. But this is an interesting approach that you guys are taking. I think it's very smart that you're doing this because, as you know, the fastest growing segment of the marketplace is women in business ownership.
That's right. You know, we were paying a lot of attention to the SBA stat that came out not long ago that said upwards of 48% of new business, that's classified as small business, is being created by women. And then a separate segment of that are being created by minority women, which in this mm-hmm. case are Asians and Hispanics. And I think it's for good, responsible corporate citizenry that says that, you know, particularly as a business, you need to pay attention to that. And fortunately, in the creation of BizWomen, we have had wonderful input from our own kind of internal segment. And here's what a lot of people don't know. Out of our 41 publications, 14 of our publishers, which are the most senior person in each market, are women. We have 14 female publishers across the country. They're the ones that are truly leading the business charge on the local level. And these publishers have networked, have gotten to know the women and the movers and shakers in their area, and have spent a lot of time with these women, with these nonprofit organizations that are locally based, and also at the events. And again, the demand for local tools and tips and networking and local business news, the demand kept getting louder and louder, and that's where Biz Women came from. And born of that demand is where it is.
I'm glad you said the demand by women kept getting louder and louder, because I could never have gotten away with that. Kathleen Stockham, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to get Kathleen to tell us why they picked today as the day to announce their new initiative. Right after these messages, 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging around with us, and I'm excited about my friend Kathleen Stockham being with us this half hour. Kathleen is Vice President of Segment Marketing for Biz Journals. That's the American City Business Journal, folks. It's many of you read there. 41 publications around the country. And today, Kathleen and Biz Journals is announcing an initiative to launch women business websites around the country, one national and 41 regionals at bizwomen.com, right, Kathleen?
That is correct. In recognition of today being International Women's Day, we've decided to make public our efforts to create local networking and local business news and tips and tools for women across the country and all 41 of our markets for bizwomen.com.
International Women's Day, Kathleen, is a big day. I've been online a little bit this morning looking at this, and here in, if you're in Saigon, Singapore, you can go to the hair salons and get a free haircut today if you're a woman. In the UK, they're celebrating this. Here's one from Soweto, which is in South Africa. They're celebrating it there. Pakistan, their president, Musharraf is celebrating Women's Day in Pakistan. I mean, this truly is a big deal around the world. And so here's my question to you, Kathleen. When are we going to have an International Man's Day? I'm waiting on that one. How come we can't have one of those?
Oh, Jim, now don't be silly. Now, the International Men's Day is easy. That's Super Bowl Sunday. That's the one day that women don't exist unless you're carrying pom-poms.
Or popcorn or sandwiches or beer, right?
That's right. That is International Men's Day. I know. I have a husband and brother, so.
Okay, you got me, Kathleen. You can't get anything by Kathleen Stockham, I'll tell you that, folks. But, no, this is International Women's Day. And the thing is, the truth is, folks, as many of you may know, is that history goes back almost 100 years. It goes back to around the turn of the 20th century, and it was basically associated with the suffrage movement. Women trying to get the vote in. I don't know if any of you have seen the new program Iron Jawed Angels, which is a good show, and which talks about the early movement, because as you know, Kathleen, the early movement went back to the mid 1900s, the 19th century. But this was actually the run-up, the culmination of getting the Constitution amended so women could vote. And the world hasn't been the same since then, Kathleen. Now, notice I didn't say that was a bad thing. It just hasn't been the same.
Well, the most amazing thing for me personally, and I can tell you, having gone to so many of these national conferences and several of these major nonprofit organizations for women, for me personally, I have hid in corporate America my whole life and have always been a part of some kind of corporate structure, but going out and meeting these women who have either left corporate America to start their own business or who have just started out on their own, they really humble me, because they have demonstrated, most importantly, courage and determination and an unyielding sense of success. They want to get there so badly. And the one difference that I think women in business bring to the table that sometimes men don't is they are unafraid to network. They're going to go out there and they're going to hand their business card to as many people as they can find. Doesn't matter if they necessarily can help you, know you, but they're going to know 10 people who can help you, and they're going to give you the business card. And that insatiable networking is truly the spirit behind what we've done with BizWomen, and that is local networking. Who are the movers and shakers in your area? You know, where can I find the best person in the area for this, that, or the other? And in really hooking them up together and giving them a sense of locality. Lots of these women travel across the country for different events. One of the most successful is the one that just concluded, which is the Office Depot Success Strategies in Florida. And there's another one coming up this week in Cleveland, the Department of Labor Women in 21st Century Conference, which we will be there as well. And if you stand back and just watch a half hour and just people watch, you will see networking going on. Women that are complete strangers that go up and shake each other's hands, exchange business cards. What do you do? Who do you know? Gee, how can I help? And you see business being created right in front of your eyes, whether it's a deal being closed or a job, information being passed. It's going on live and in front of you. And that's something that I'm not sure necessarily occurs in the regular business cycle, but you get, 25, 50 women.
It happens, Kathleen, with men, but not, you're right about that, because here's how it manifests. Here's what it sounds like. Women are more likely to go up to another person, not necessarily a woman, but another person, and say, I don't understand this. Can you explain this to me?
Right.
And a man is not likely to do that. Now, that's the good part about what women do. And the other thing, though, that women have to watch out for, and I've had other women have and I've talked about this on the show, and they've agreed with me on this, and that is that women also have to be careful that when they say things like that, some people would take that opportunity to diminish them.
That's right.
They have to be careful. They have to learn how, women, I think, have to learn how to network and how to get the most out of somebody else without being too self-deprecating.
That's true. And some of the most successful women that I have had the pleasure and the good fortune of meeting and getting to know are the ones that are the first ones to step out in front and say, I'm a woman-owned business. I need connections. I need clients. Mm-hmm. I need help. And they're completely unafraid, and they're bold, and they're courageous. And, you know, again, for someone like me who has never been an entrepreneur, and I have never had the courage.
It's just a matter of time, though, Kathleen.
I'm sorry?
It's just a matter of time.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
It's contagious, Kathleen. You're hanging You're hanging around an awful lot of entrepreneurs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 10 till. We'll be right back with my friend, Kathleen Stockham. Now your friend. She's Vice President of Segment Marketing at Biz Journals. Right after these messages, more to come. 10 till. Stay with us. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Kathleen Stockham, Vice President of Segment Marketing for Biz Journals. That's American City Business Journals. Many of you know about them. Kathleen, give us those websites again, please.
It is www.bizwomen.com.
That's the new one. That's brand spanking new, isn't it?
That's correct. Launching today. And we're also in 41 markets across the country. You can find those markets on the website at bizwomen.com. But those of you in markets that you already know us in, such as Atlanta and South Florida and Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia, it would be philadelphia.bizwomen.com and so on.
And, of course, the American City Business Journal's website is bizjournals.com, right?
Yes, Jim, that's correct.
And so now, what are women telling you? Well, okay, well, before I ask you that question, you've got the ability to go to for women to put their business in your BizWomen directory, don't you?
Yes, that's
correct.
Tell
us about that and the calendar listing, too.
In the BizWomen directory, you can go in by market and select your industry. We've collapsed SIC code, so it's very easy to find your particular industry that your company, if you're a woman-owned business that you are a specialist in. You can select the market. You can select multiple markets, for that matter. If you're in Atlanta and you know that as a graphics designer you can do work in San Francisco, you can also list yourself in the San Francisco Business Directory. You put in your information. It is $39.95 a year to list your business card, and it'll be up across the country for the whole year. And it enables women to not only go in and seek and support other women's businesses, but it also gives you a chance to perhaps attract new clients, new sales leads, and we track all of that for you, and you'll be able to work directly with someone who wants to work with you and your business. And at $39.95 a year, in some cases, it's a lot cheaper than Yellow Book listing. So
it's
very, I think, very economical, and we deliberately structured it that way to make it affordable but effective.
But using the website is free. It's using the website as you want to, right?
That's right. Yeah. BizWomen is a free service. You need to register in order to read the content, but it's a free registration. It's just quick and easy.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a few pay-for sites. The directory is one example. A second example is if you are a nonprofit organization, you can list your events that you're having in our calendar for free. If you are a for-profit, which is a law firm or a bank, and you're having a seminar that's of benefit for women in business, it's only $29.95 a month. And again, free for nonprofits,
right,
but a charge for the for-profit.
Okay. Now, and the reason I mention Biz Journals is, folks, is if you already got that bookmarked, and I know many of you do, you can link to bizwomen.com from the homepage of the other website, and I wanted to make sure people remembered that. Kathleen, what are women telling you that they want from you when you've got your new site that you're launching? What are they telling you that they want from you?
Well, based upon email and meeting a lot of women at these conferences and networking events that I go to, there's probably four or five key things. How to market themselves more cheaply. There are some wonderful, actually, women-owned businesses out there that will teach you to do just that. You know, if you only have $1,000 to put together some quick marketing collateral to attract, you know, new clients and new potential clients, how do I market myself more cheaply and more effectively? Government unbundling is a huge issue,
mm-hmm,
and that is the unbundling of these very convoluted and very large government contracts. There are actually several nonprofit women's organizations that are devoted to nothing but that. Getting a voice on Capitol Hill, unbundling government contracts, government procurement, how do I become a part of that? And out of the 5% of dollars that are set aside for minority and disadvantaged-owned businesses, in this case being women and minority-owned businesses, only 2% of those contracts are ever bid on by these organizations, and it's because they don't know about it, and the government, unfortunately, has made it a bit difficult at times for women-owned businesses to get
easier,
a fair
though.
Shake. It is getting much easier, and that is truly coming from the demand and the lobbying efforts going on Capitol Hill from groups such as WIP.org, who have been on Capitol Hill relentlessly,
right,
trying very, very hard to get that attention. And I,
Kathleen, I have to stop you because we're running out of time. I want you to come back another day, though, and let's talk some more about this. Congratulations on your launch, your national launch of BizWomen.com, and congratulations on the good work that you're doing on behalf of women in the marketplace.
Thank you, Jim, and I appreciate being here.
With Kathleen Stockholm, ladies and gentlemen, Vice President of Segment Marketing with Biz Journals. Don't forget that's BizWomen.com. It's a national site with regional sites as well, 41 regional sites. Check those out when you get a chance. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, men and women. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.